I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Being healthy before pregnancy can help improve a woman's chances of getting pregnant, and it can also help prevent pregnancy complications for both mother and baby. To talk about good health before pregnancy and preconception care is Dr. Angela Choi. She's an assistant professor and an obstetrician and gynecologist at MUSC Women's Health. Dr. Choi, first of all, is it important for a woman to have a preconception checkup?
Yes, it is important for women to have a preconception visit with their doctor, especially women with underlying medical conditions. It is known that 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, and we know that unplanned pregnancies do have a higher risk of poor outcomes as compared to pregnancies that are planned. Additionally, the early part of pregnancy is when the fetal organs are forming, so maximizing preconception health is of great benefit to the pregnancy.
What are the most important things that a woman can do before pregnancy to prepare for a healthy pregnancy, just sort of in everyday life?
So there are more obvious things that I think most people are aware of. Of course, stopping smoking, stopping any drug use, stopping alcohol use. Other things are to try to achieve a normal body weight. And we measure a normal body weight with a body mass index, which takes into account a woman's height. The other things that are important to do preconception are to have had a conversation with your doctor about any family history, which can include genetic things that might affect a fetus. Also, it is good to start a prenatal vitamin and any other supplements that are recommended by your doctor to optimize your pre-pregnancy health.
And what is it specifically in these vitamins that are important to women as far as preconception?
So there are a lot of important micro and macronutrients. The ones that we really focus on in pregnancy are folic acid. A prenatal vitamin should have 400 micrograms of folic acid for the normal, healthy woman. Vitamin D3 has a lot of emerging data, so we are encouraging women who want to conceive and women who are pregnant to take a supplement of vitamin D3. The other thing that we focus on that a woman's body needs more of during pregnancy is iron, and a prenatal vitamin usually contains additional iron as compared to a regular vitamin.
And Dr. Choi, what about healthy eating and a healthy diet for a woman who wants to become pregnant? What should that include?
So really, a healthy diet preconception, again, part of our focus is to have a woman be at her ideal body weight. So the diet should focus on lean sources of protein, so lean meats, beans, soy, also fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy, and whole grains. And again, the goal is to maximize the micro and macronutrients that your body will be using during pregnancy.
And you mentioned a woman should be at an ideal weight preconception. Why is that important?
This is important because we know that pregnancies with either under or overweight women have higher risk of complications. Additionally, we know that women at either extreme, the women who are underweight or overweight, can have difficulty with conception.
Dr. Choi, thanks for providing this information about maintaining good health before pregnancy.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.